In Iraq, the campaigns for next month's parliamentary elections get started tomorrow. Unlike previous votes, the U.S. has toned down its predictions for a corner-turning success. The military has also developed a more nuanced view of the largely Sunni insurgency. And as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad, a lot still depends on Iraq's Sunni minority and whether it jumps wholeheartedly into the political process.
For all its mistakes in Iraq, the Bush administration has come some distance from the rosy scenarios of 2003, a time when the top American in Iraq, Paul Bremer, could appear on CBS's Face the Nation and blithely suggest that victory was not only imminent but inevitable.
The fact of the matter is we are facing a small group of bitter enders who are basically trying to turn the tide of history.
Some American military commanders and politicians, each for their own reasons, continued to oversell successes against the insurgents well into this year. Last December, Lieutenant General John Sattler, speaking from Fallujah, said, quote, "We have broken the back of the insurgency." 5 months and many Iraqi and American deaths later, Vice President Dick Cheney spun a similar vision on CNN's Larry King Live.
The level of activity that we see today from a military standpoint, I think, will clearly decline. I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency.
Such assurances have been cold comfort to Iraqis left to bury their dead and clean up the blood-soaked debris after attacks like the suicide bombing that shattered this Baghdad restaurant Thursday. But as this year progressed, more realistic views began to emerge from Washington. General John Keane of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board had this assessment of the insurgency in an NPR interview in July.
It's very well organized, one of the best the West has ever encountered, and very well financed. That's the reality of it.
Iraqis who were mystified by President Bush's comment last year that we've turned the corner in Iraq might find more to agree with in last week's comment by Ambassador David Litt, political military counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq.
I don't know that there are any corners. I believe that a process like this one is a dynamic one. It changes according to the conditions on the ground. The ability of the government to positively affect the perceptions and the psychology of the people, and then the inability of insurgents and terrorists to intimidate people.
Iraq's Shiites and Kurds, free at last from the oppression of Saddam Hussein's dictatorship, are fully invested in creating a new government, at least as a next step. The key question is whether the Sunni minority is ready to commit irreversibly to the political process. Ambassador Litt and other officials are encouraged by the relatively strong Sunni turnout in last month's constitutional referendum. Others warn that the insurgency showed a certain political savvy of its own last month when it suspended much of the violence to allow Sunnis to vote against the Constitution, which they did, but not in sufficient numbers to defeat it. That led some Sunnis to complain of electoral fraud. Sunni politician Saleh Mutlaq is with the Iraqi Front for National Dialogue, a group believed to have ties to the insurgency.
When the referendum was done and the Constitution, everybody knows that the results were much higher than what they said for no. But they did not want to give them this chance to prove that they are strong enough to say their word. So they kept them down.
No independent evidence has surfaced to support such a claim. But there is a powerful perception among Sunnis that both the Americans and the Iraqi government are determined to keep them marginalized. Another Sunni candidate, Dr. Huda Naimi, says there's a great desire among most Sunnis to take part in the coming elections. But as they watch American 500-pound bombs fall on houses in the largely Sunni Al Anbar province, she says their faith in politics is shaken.
Imagine this scene. People want to go to the ballot boxes and vote while they are being bombarded and being shelled by American forces supporting the Iraqi forces attacking the cities. This keenness to participate in the political process would for sure be badly affected.
U.S. officials say any attacks are targeting insurgents, not civilians, and the alternative, leaving terrorist groups free to plot fresh killings, is unthinkable. This, then, is the uncertain setting for what may turn out, at long last, to be a genuine turning point for Iraq. The American pronouncements, most recently from President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, sound encouraging rather than overconfident, and all eyes are on the Sunnis. Unfortunately, that includes those seeking to generate sectarian unrest. Last week, Iraq's most famous Sunni mosque was found ringed with explosives. In addition, officials say the crossfire between insurgents and military forces is only likely to intensify in the next 4 weeks. So, as another campaign season opens, Sunnis will be looking over one shoulder for sectarian attacks and will have one ear open for the sound of helicopters and tanks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.